This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division warns of rise in cases of vector and waterborne diseases across the country. Trilateral agreement reached between bodies concerned to provide loans of up to 2.5 million rupees for startups. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asks forgiveness over hostage death as protests continue. Now, the news in detail. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division under the Ministry of Health and Population has warned that dengue infection has exceeded 6,000 across the country. Chief of Vector Control Disease at the division, Dr. Gokarna Prasad Dahal, informed that mosquito-borne infection, dengue, has been detected in all districts except for Humla and Mustang. Dr. Dahal said altogether 6,347 new cases dengue cases have been confirmed in the country at present, while 3 people have died due to dengue infection so far. Kathmandu Valley has recorded 680 cases of dengue so far, with 511 in Kathmandu, 69 in Bhaktapur and 100 in Lalitpur district. The Minister of Health has urged for implementation of larva search and destroy campaign to prevent the outbreak and spread of dengue. Likewise, the division reported 75 cases of cholera across the country as of now. Chief Dr. Dahal informed that 50 cholera cases were detected in Lalitpur, followed by 10 in Kathmandu and 8 in Kailali district. Likewise, 2 cases of this highly contagious diarrheal infection were detected in Bhutan, 1 in Makwanpur and 4 in Rolpa. Newly appointed 4 ministers in the Gandaki provincial government took an oath of office and secrecy yesterday. Padmajishi Shrestha was sworn in as Minister for Agriculture, Land Management and Cooperatives, Krishna Prasad Pathak as Health Minister, Mitralal Bashyal as Minister for Industry and Tourism, and Prakash Bahadur Kesi took the oath as Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Management. Province Chief Diliraj Bhatta administered the oath to the newly appointed ministers from the CPN-UML. In the meantime, incumbent Minister for Physical Infrastructure Rajiv Gurung has resigned, expressing his dissatisfaction over the change in the ministerial portfolio. A trilateral agreement between the Industrial Enterprise Development Institute, Nepal Rashtra Bank and the Deposit and Credit Guarantee Fund has been reached to provide loans of up to 2.5 million rupees for startups. An agreement on the same was signed yesterday at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, where Minister of Industry Damodar Bhandari announced the government established a fund of rupees 1 billion to support startup loans. He added that loans of up to 2.5 million rupees would be issued for the startup or project as collateral. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Subba Gurung has said the Public Service Broadcasting Bill, PSB Bill, designed to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television will be endorsed by the Parliament at the earliest. Inaugurating the 24-hour news service in Nepali language at National News Agency, a state-owned news agency, at its central office in Kathmandu yesterday, Communication Minister Gurung said an agreement would also be reached to pass the Media Council Bill. The minister suggested National News Agency prioritize issues of social justice by writing news about the people from remote areas. The arrival of tourists in August this year has risen by 8.3% as compared to the corresponding month last year. According to the data from Nepal Tourism Board, the country witnessed the arrival of 5,566 more tourists last month compared to the corresponding period last year. In August 2023, a total of 67,153 tourists visited Nepal, and the figure this year has reached 72,719. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey stressed government-private partnership for the development and promotion of the tourism sector. At the 46th Annual General Meeting of the Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal, TAN, organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Tourism Minister Pandey stressed that the role of private sector in the development and promotion of culture, tourism and civil aviation sector was indispensable. The tourism minister underlined that the civil aviation sector should also be affected from the effective from the development of the tourism sector. Minister Pandey shared that activities of the revision of tourism development policy, cultural policy and aviation policy for tourism development were underway. A delegation of trainees from the National Defence College, NDC, of India, who are on a study tour to Nepal, met Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday. In the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, Prime Minister Oli praised the academic contribution made by the college in defence and reminded that there should be common efforts for the peace and prosperity of the South Asian nations. Also, issues of common cultural Also, the issues of common culture, lifestyle and civilization between the Nepal and India were discussed during the meeting. In the meantime, the delegation of trainees also paid a courtesy call on Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. During the meeting held at the Home Ministry, Singhadarbar, yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak stressed the need for further collaboration on the issue of border security, combating human trafficking and drug smuggling. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Nabin Srivastav and NDC Representative Sandeep S. Sandhu, among others, were present in the meeting. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal says the government is at work to complete the construction works of the Narayanganj-Butwal section along the East-West Highway at the earliest. In a press meet organized by the Press Chowtari Nepal Chitwan chapter yesterday, Minister Dahal said that the government had moved forward to complete the remaining works within a year. The Transport Minister also assured that there would not be any problem from the side of the government for the road construction. The National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center, Lainchor, informed that a 4.2 Richter scale earthquake occurred at 11 minutes past 6 this morning with its epicenter near Shikharpur of Sindhupalchok district. Earlier, an earthquake had occurred 3 days back in the western part of the country near Toche of Monang district. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked for forgiveness from Israelis for failing to return 6 hostages found dead in Gaza on Saturday, as Hamas warned more could be returned to their families in shrouds if a ceasefire isn't reached. His comments came as intense street protest over his handling of negotiations entered a second night in Israel. Thousands of Israelis took to the streets on Monday in press protest called by hostages' families to express their anger at Netanyahu's failure to bring home their loved ones after almost 11 months. A total of 97 hostages remain unaccounted for after being kidnapped by Hamas on 7th October last year. U.S., Egyptian and Qatari mediators are trying to broker a ceasefire deal that would see Hamas release the 97 hostages still being held, including 33 who are presumed dead, in exchange for Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. The Israeli military launched a campaign in Gaza to destroy Hamas in response to the unprecedented attack on southern Israel on 7th October, during which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 others were taken hostage. According to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry, more than 40,000 people have been killed in Gaza since then. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Kardali provinces and at a few places in the rest of the provinces with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati, Lumbini, Kardali and Sudurpashim province and with chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi province today. The division for the states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated around its normal position in the western parts of the country and towards the south of its normal position in the eastern parts of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 19.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 31 degrees Celsius with 0.1 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Great Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division warns of rise in cases of vector and waterborne diseases across the country. Trilateral agreement reached between bodies concerned to provide loans of up to 2.5 million rupees for startups. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asks forgiveness over hostage deaths as protests continue. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.